You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! Nutcrackers. The word nutcracker brings different images to a person's mind. For some, it's a dancing prince in a holiday ballet. For others, it's a red soldier holiday decoration. Neither of those actually help a person get to the nutritious proteins inside of a hard shell. They do, however, come from the actual tools used to do just that. Because humans are not squirrels, they struggle to get to the inside of a nut's shell. Tools are needed. Note, peanut shells can be opened with only human hands, but peanuts are not nuts, even though the word nut is in their name. They are legumes. Let's call all tools used to crack the shell of a nut a nutcracker, by definition. Accepting that fact, the first nutcracker tool was a rock. Ancient people would place the nuts on a hard surface, like a rock, and then slam the shell with another rock. Chimpanzees are still doing that today, which is impressive that they use tools. Rock slamming is slow and a lot of work, so people invented better tools for this important task. The next materials available for this invention were wood and leather. So two pieces of wood were connected with a leather strap, and the nut went between the wooden pieces. After that, metal hinges were added to increase the pressure used to crack the shells. According to the Nutcracker Museum, nutcrackermuseum.com, in Washington, the oldest known metal nutcracker dates to the 3rd or 4th century BC. Some iron and brass nutcrackers were handmade in the shape of pliers a person could squeeze. The squeezing metal created a lot of pressure against the shells and opened them easily. Soon after, 15th century European artists carved wooden nutcrackers into shapes of animals and people. The mouths of these carvings were open and hinged. The whole nut went into the wooden mouth. Then, a lever was pushed to close the mouth and crack the shell. It wasn't until 1800s that the now famous soldier version of the nutcracker came to be. A German man named Wilhelm Fuchtner is called the father of the nutcracker. He used a machine to make them exactly the same each time, instead of the hand-carved wooden ones of the past. As a tool to open nuts, a family only needs one nutcracker. However, the now traditional nutcracker soldier is a symbol of Christmas, and it's popular for Americans to collect them. Tchaikovsky's ballet, called The Nutcracker, has also increased the carved soldier's fame around the world. Most holiday decoration versions do not actually open nuts. So, are they even nutcrackers at all? I guess a chimpanzee could use one to slam a shell and see if that worked. Factory machines now shell nuts easily, and shoppers can buy any kind of nut without shells at all. Don't tell the squirrels.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!